This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, God, you know what sucks? It's when you turn down all your friends who want to hang at night and you stop watching that Netflix show that you're binging. You stop watching it at a certain time, even though the last episode ends on a cliffhanger and you really want to know what happens. And then you lay down at a reasonable hour, you pass out, you don't wake up, even once in the middle of the night. Then your alarm goes off, you realize you got 8 hours of sleep, and then you realize that you're so tired. I feel more tired now than I did when I was getting 2 hours of sleep a night. Did they prove that sleep debt is a thing? Well, maybe you can wake me up when you score Weezer tickets right after Audio Slave.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Hey, what's your name?
Melissa.
You got some fast fingers, girl.
Yeah, caller two?
Yeah, you do. You're totally caller two. See, caller one, here's the thing. There's always somebody that knows that I'm giving out tickets, so they always call. So they always hold that number one spot. So I really feel like the first person that was really the fastest is caller two. So that is you this morning, my friend.
Woohoo! Thank you. Yay!
Jordan Silver and friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Yo, the coffee here is so bad, you guys. It's so bad. Oh, God. What was that? Jordan Silver hanging out with you this morning, doing a little Buzz Family Creeping, checking out what you've been updating online. Use the hashtag Buzz Family Creep when you post something on social, and possibly I'll find it, because that's how I find it, and I'll talk about it on the air. Instagram. Let's do Instagram today, since, you know, it's been down for a little bit. User Danielle716. It's a meme, a picture of a guy leaning on a girl on a tree. He goes, "Why so lonely, cutie?" And she goes, "Came here to fart." Yeah. Leave me alone for these next couple minutes. User Tabby2Wood on Instagram, showing the progress of, putting together something from IKEA. It looks like a shelf? No, a bookcase. No, a dresser. All right, there you go, the dresser. Said, "I did all this myself. Almost every guy on Snapchat responded, 'Do you need help? I appreciate your kindness, but I'm able-bodied enough to throw this one together.'" Yes, although I am not, I cannot do IKEA furniture. I'm so bad. Because I always make some kind of mistake in the very beginning, but it's the kind of mistake that you don't realize is a mistake until the very end. Like I flip the two sides or something and you have to rebuild it. You have to do the whole damn thing apart and then put it back together because you made that damn mistake in the beginning. Yes, that's me. And user Carlosaur on Instagram. It's a picture of a kid, looks to be dressed up in like a play. It says, "The cutest Pontius Pilate ever." Oh, it must be religious play at their school. Wait a minute, wasn't Pontius Pilate, he was a bad dude, wasn't he? He was, if I can remember my Catholic schooling right, he was a bad dude. He was, wasn't he the one that sentenced Jesus to death? Damn. You won't let the student of gay parents into your school, but you'll let a little child that looks about 5 years old play Pontius Pilate, the one that sentenced Jesus to death. Seems like a real heavy play for some kindergartners. Just my two cents. But you know what, parents, you don't even need that school. You don't need that school. Teach your kids from this school, and they will be great. Yo, this coffee is so nasty, but I was so tired. Oh God! Worst coffee ever. Wow, jeez. So, I get some interesting text here in the morning from you, the Buzz family that's up with me right now. Got one in that said, "Driving to work, looking forward to the NAKA KON convention this weekend." I looked it up and it is not anything that I thought it was going to be. It's very clean and G-rated, and that's amazing. What's not G-rated is what I am. There's a news story that I'm working on for 710. I'm going to play you a little bit of a clip from the audio that I just could not stop censoring. You're going to die.
Keys check. Phone check. Wallet check. Jordan Silver and friends check.
I just can't wake up this morning. Don't know why. Don't know what's going on. Whatever. I got 8 hours of sleep last night. I just did the stupidest thing. One of those mornings, right? You have to see it to believe it. It's on my Instagram story. So go check it out at Jordan Silver, Jordan with an I. So the news coming up at 7:10. Of course, I don't know who is it, Jimmy Kimmel, one of those Jimmys, whatever, does the censor the news thing. Yes, this is an absolute direct ripoff of that. It's not a radio bit. I just was pulling the audio for this news story and realized that if I censored one word, this whole news story sounds hilarious. Take a listen to the story that I'm working on for 7:10.
It's a matter of principle, says Alana Corns, and holes.
Because some of them are huge.
Especially with her already damaged by a here in Canton.
I've just been waiting to get money up to fix my right now, but yeah, it's from previous hole damage.
That poor girl. Find out what's wrong with her at 7:10. I'm so glad to be swimming again because I missed it. That's my sport. I have no ACL in either of my knees, so I can only swim. I have this little MP3 player because they make them and you can buy them on Amazon too. It's a waterproof MP3 player, including waterproof headphones. So you can listen to music while you swim. It's incredible because working out without music sucks, especially in the pool because you're just sitting there thinking about things. And by sitting there, I mean swimming. Point of all of this is the discovery of the day doesn't have to be something brand new. And actually, since it's been so long since I've been swimming, I forgot all the badass music that I had on my swim pod. This randomly played. And I said, oh, we have to do this on Friday. Absolutely have to do this on Friday. The song came out in 2014. I'm a little like on the verses of this song, but the chorus is so strong. The chorus is so strong in this song that it kind of defeats my dislike for the way that the verses are in this song. It is so good. It is a song to get you pumped up and ready for the weekend, which is, you know, going to include St. Patrick's Day. It's Priory from 2014. Song, you know this one. I know you know this one. My discovery of the day, weekend. I wasn't singing along to that. No, I wasn't singing. Yes, I was totally singing. That's a good weekend song, right? Just got paid. It's going to be St. Patrick's Day weekend. The only thing that should feel bad right now is your liver getting ready for St. Patrick's Day weekend. And that was Priory with Weekend. If that's not your Friday song, perhaps this one is. The Urban Dictionary word of the day. I found a word or term on Urban Dictionary. Thought it was rather clever, so British accent. I want you to call in and tell me what you think it means just off the top of your head. Doesn't have to be right. I just want the first thing that pops in your mind when I say work chair potato. Work chair potato. What could a work chair potato be? Give it a little thought because there's a clue in there in work chair potato that might be able to help you out. And caller number 5 scores tickets to Catfish and the Bottlemen. So again, just call with the first thing that pops to your head. Caller 5 wins the tickets, but I need to get 4 callers before that. 576-7965. One more time, the word is work chair potato. Hello, The Buzz. What's your name?
Kate,
do you work in an office setting?
I do.
You do? Okay, cool. This might be something that you could get. What is your guess for what a work chair potato is?
I like imagine one of those bigger guys like that works in IT, that sits at his desk, that sweats all day.
That sweats all day.
Do you know what I'm saying? Oh. You know what I'm talking about, though?
Absolutely.
I had to go over and ask for a mouse yesterday because my mouse quit working.
Uh-huh.
And it was all the... I'm like, oh my God.
Good. Yeah. Very hard. Very hard. You're in the ballpark. So according to UrbanDictionary.com, a work chair potato is someone who sends you an email rather than getting up and going to your desk and talking about it in person.
See, that's so much nicer than what I think.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
Am I dying and I just don't know it? And you are all making my dream come true. Tori from KC Pet Project. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm so glad to meet you in person because I've seen you on TV so much.
Thanks. Yeah, so it's great to be here with kittens.
I'm meeting a celebrity in my mind.
No.
Yes, yes. What's the difference between doing, you know, TV with the pets and doing radio
with
the
kitties? Obviously the biggest difference is that we just have to describe their cuteness on the radio. But I mean, it is really cute up in here right now. So.
Yeah. Three kittens are in here.
They are. We have, I have one, you have one, and then there's one that's sleeping next to the board because it's warm. It's right here, sleeping.
You know, I've had a lot of friends on this show. This is my favorite.
Oh,
this
really?
This is my favorite. Well, this and Sly James the Cat.
Oh, of course.
You know about Sly James the Cat, right?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. I've seen the fandom. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
The cat is amazing.
It's so funny because when I go out in public with the woman that does Sly James the Cat, they're like, hey, nice to meet you. And I'm like, this is Sly James' mom. Everybody turns and just deals.
Absolutely. You guys went to Whiskers last week, right?
Yes.
I saw. Yes.
Yes. A cat cafe. It was beautiful. Yeah. So I don't even. All right. I'm going to stop playing with the kitties. I'm gonna stop playing with the kitties. They are here. So you messaged me a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a very special announcement.
Yeah,
I can't believe I've been here for 6 months and this is the first time that we've met.
I know. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes.
And yes, we have a fun announcement this morning. So
I just want to kick it off with that. Can we start with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, we have been putting together a new fundraiser for KC Pet Project. And we're excited that on May 11th this year, it's a Saturday. It's going to be the best day of the week, if not the year. We're calling it Catter Day.
Mm-hmm. Who came up with the name?
We actually lovingly borrowed it from a friend of mine. Does this every year with her friends, and we were like, we should make that into a fundraiser. But she lives in Des Moines, so
okay.
I told her, I was like, I'm going to lovingly borrow this.
Yes,
concept.
It's out of the radius. You're good.
Absolutely. So it's going to be Catter Day, and it's going to take place on May 11th, Saturday, from noon to four in the Crossroads, the East Crossroads. And we are going to be partnering with 9 places to raise money for the cats and kittens of our shelter. So there's going to be 9 stops for 9 lives.
Uh-huh. How did I not pick up on that already when you sent me the information? I was like, 9, that's a cool number. Not 10, but
nope, it had to be 9. So can't go 10. So, but yeah, so Border Brewing Company, Brewery Imperial, City Barrel Brewing Company, Casual Animal Brewing Company. Great name, of course, for this. KC Wine Works, ITAP, who is partnering with Boulevard Brewing Company. Normal Human, who is doing our official Catter Day shirt. If you've never been there, they're awesome. And Tapcade and Torn Label are our participating locations.
So, Tori, we're getting drunk.
Yes, we are.
We're getting drunk.
It is for the cats, though.
I do that every night. Every night. What are your thoughts on the cat wine?
The cat wine?
That I've seen on Instagram and stuff.
Have you? I mean, cat wine, there's dog beer, there's all sorts of stuff out there. So
have you tried it?
I have not tried it yet.
Okay. Have you tried it on any pets at the KC Pet Project?
Not yet.
Do pets come in and you're like, yes, that could be more of an alcoholic kind of puppy?
Oh, absolutely. I've taken puppies to events before and they're trying to get in the beer the whole time. They're just total luscious.
Wow. All of them. Who knew that?
Who knew that?
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about Catter Day at the Crossroads, which is happening on May 11th, just announced right now.
Right now. So you can get tickets on our website at kcpetproject.org/Catter Day. And for the first week, actually until the 24th, you're going to be able to get them for $20. After that, they go up to $25 until the day of the event, in which they're $30. So for only $20 this next week, you can come and you get all sorts of swag, including cat ears. No t-shirts at this. You're getting cat ears.
This is so early. I feel like people are going to lose them. You know?
It's
like the cat ears.
I know. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So we will have the official t-shirt by Normal Human that will be available for purchase. And then you're going to get swag from some of our sponsors, the participating locations. We're hoping we're going to have awesome raffle prizes at all of the bars. We're getting ready to meet with all of them and figure out some fun drink specials and hopefully maybe some fun creative beers that will be created just for this that are cat themed. And then attire for this, we're talking about, you know, those ugly cat shirts that are amazing in all ways.
You mean like the old lady ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Those. Uh-huh.
That like they're sewn onto some really old lady sweatshirt.
Absolutely.
Sweater.
Go shopping to thrift stores for this. There's some great ones on Amazon and Walmart. Leopard print, obviously highly encouraged.
Of course.
If you want to dress as a cat, you're more than welcome to do that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's highly encouraged, though not required, but it'll be more fun with everybody walking around in cat stuff.
I have to ask the question that all cat people are thinking right now. Mm-hmm. Will there be cats there?
So unfortunately, a lot of these places, you can't bring animals in. We're going to try to have some cat stations. We'll have some kittens there kind of roaming around. Hopefully, if the weather's nice, it should be mm-hmm. by May, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Hopefully. We'll be able to have some cats lined up. And there's, you know, a lot of other things in the works. But yeah, the East Crossroads area, we're going to be taking over for the afternoon on May 11th for Catterday.
That is amazing. And we're going to get drunk for cats.
Yes, we are.
Is this the first type of event like this that you've done with just strictly cats and drinking?
It is, yeah. So normally, it's so funny because, you know, we're obviously an animal shelter. We have all sorts of animals that come into the shelter. But everybody kind of just gravitates towards dogs. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you just feel like the cats are almost left out at times. Ugh. So this is the event for the cat people. If you are a dog person, you will still be allowed. Don't worry. We'll still have you.
You know, I like to creep on the Buzz family, like the people that love the radio station. And there are so many good-looking pets here in Kansas City. I've lived in many different places, but the pets here are so beautiful. I actually notice a lot of cats. Is the ratio higher or lower here than in other cities?
For cats, mm-hmm. we actually take in more cats than we do dogs at KC Pet Project. Yeah, we
really?
Took in 3,500 cats last year.
What do you do with them? Besides making the most amazing puddle, it would be.
It's true. We have a puddle of cuteness all on our laps here. Mm-hmm. So we post a lot of them on Instagram. So you can follow our Instagram to see all the kitties that are looking for homes. And we actually have 13 places now to adopt cats in the metro area. So we have our 3 adoption centers, and then we partner with several Petco stores to adopt out cats. And then we're also in the Whiskers Cat Cafe, so you can actually adopt cats from the cat cafe as well. So mm-hmm. It's a really great partnership that we have all over the metro area, so we're able to help a lot of cats from Kansas City. And then when we have space, we're able to pull cats from other shelters that are still struggling with space. We work with Gladstone and Liberty and Belton, all sorts of municipalities around here to help cats.
I have a question because I really want to know the answer to this. In my head, you know, if a pet comes in and doesn't have a name...
Mm-hmm.
I picture this ceremonial room somewhere in the KC Pet Project where there's like a throne, and people just come over and they bow down and they present the pet to the person that's sitting in the throne, and that's the person that names them. Is that what it's like?
Well, I foresee that could be a possibility in the new shelter that we're building. That would be amazing.
Okay. Do you know how many people would apply for that job?
So, yeah, we're naming 10,000 pets a year is tough. So it is definitely a team effort. And if you go on our website, sometimes there are some odd names out here. I mean, even these kittens, these are the sting kittens that we have. And mm-hmm. you wrote their names down because I sure can't.
Dee-doo-doo-doo,
uh-huh.
Which is the one that Tori has?
I think I have Da.
Oh, okay. I've got Dee-doo-doo-doo. You have Dee-da-da-da. And Desert Rose is on the board.
She is sleeping on the board.
How do you come up with all the names? Because they all have names.
A lot of it is just current events. So, of course, we have Game of Thrones getting ready to come back out. So we're going to have lots of Daenerys Targaryens and Jon Snows. And we're going to have, you know, all sorts of things like that. And e-litters of kittens usually have a theme. Mm-hmm. We always allow our fosters to name them, which is really fun, especially if there's kids in the home, because we'll get, like, all sorts of, you know, like
Superman.
Yeah. Lots of Iron Mans, lots of Royals players.
Oh, good.
Lots of Chiefs players.
Yep.
So, but it's always fun whenever you're fostering the kittens that you actually get to name them yourselves.
How long have you worked at the KC Pet Project?
7 years.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
I started in the third month that the organization, after it was founded. So, yeah, it's been 7 years.
In your 7 years, have you ever named a kitty after Taylor Swift?
I personally have not, but we've had Taylor Swift before.
Okay, cool.
And would you like for us to name one that's coming up, like maybe today?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me.
We can also name one Jordan Silver.
No. I would have 1,000 cats in my apartment, seriously. But my cat, I don't know, he just doesn't play well with other pets, and I hate that about him, but he's also my love. So we have kitties in the studio right now. Please tell me a little bit more about what these little buddies are doing here.
So they have been in foster. They came into our care in the winter, which is kind of unheard of. We do get a few kittens in throughout the winter. And whenever we post that they need foster, we have an army of wonderful fosters that just almost fight over kittens in the wintertime. It's crazy how fast they go up. They have to be on Facebook ready to say, I want them.
Yeah.
But then spring is coming up, so we're going to soon have about 2 to 3 litters of kittens a day coming in.
Wow.
So fostering is a huge way that people can help. We actually send out about 1,500 cats and kittens into foster each year.
Wow.
So if you're interested in getting involved, you can find out more on our website.
On your website. And you can also find out more about Catterday. Just announced at the Crossroads on May 11th. Tickets at kcpetproject.org.
Yes.
Since this weekend is a big special weekend for getting drunk and everything like that, do you know everybody's doing something. Does the KC Pet Project have anything going on this weekend special?
We do. Yeah. I know it's a huge weekend with Big 12 and St. Patrick's Day and all the parades.
Will you tell me what Big 12 is? Because I've heard it and I don't know.
It's the basketball tournament happening down in the Crossroads.
I probably should have asked you that off air, but okay, back to KC Pet Project.
We had a big event last night that showed all the games and stuff like that. So
games.
Thanks to everyone who came up to Hoops for Hounds last night. So we have our Luck of the Irish Adoption special this weekend, of course. We love our puns in the animal welfare world. And so we're doing $30 adult cat adoptions this weekend at our 3 adoption centers. And then all dogs who have been at the shelter 30 days or more are also $30. And there's actually quite a few dogs that qualify for the special. So visit our website, kcpetproject.org, to see all of our adoptables.
What are the benefits of adopting an adult as opposed to a kitten or baby puppy or whatever? Baby puppy?
Well, puppies are a lot of work, first of all, but they're adorable. But adults, the average age of pets that come into the shelter is 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, majority of our pets that come in are 1 to 3 years old. And they're already kind of, you know, set in their ways. A lot of them are already house trained. They've lived with a family before, maybe. So we do as much as we can to learn about everybody's behavior when they come in. But adopting an adult, they're just usually just kind of what you see is what you get, which is really great. And then we do get a lot of seniors, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody out there has a heart to open up their home to a senior, it's a wonderful thing to adopt a senior pet.
Amazing. Tori from KC Pet Project, I've been wanting to meet you. But just to make it fair, are there any dog news today? Like, do you have anything about dogs?
You know, today is just about the cats.
That's
so
right.
They deserve their day, which is why we're giving them a whole day. It is Catterday, hashtag Catterday KC.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can go on our Facebook page. We just announced the event, so you can buy your tickets $20 until March 24th, and then the ticket price goes up to $25. And all the money that we raise that day is going to go back to help the 3,500 felines that come to our shelter each year.
Which one of them will be named Taylor Swift?
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming in. We need to do this all the time.
Yes.
Please.
Anytime you want me to bring kittens in and any other animal. I got a turtle in the other day, too, so I can...
You could bring a turtle in here?
I could.
We just became best friends.
Yes, we did.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
It has been so long since I felt like this.
It's been a long time.
It is. It's a strange feeling. It's comforting, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really comforting feeling to feel this way about another human being.
It is. It's weird and very satisfying.
Yeah, because like when you know... It takes a while to make friends.
Forever. Usually takes me about 3 or 4 years.
Really?
Well, when I moved,
a long time.
When I move to a new place, I usually move by myself, and it usually takes 3 or 4 years before I find someone that I can deal with for more than a week or two.
Okay. I'm seeing into our friendship already. I'm seeing into it already. Talking to Chris from KMBZ.
Yes.
You and I think we're the same person, man.
I think so. Yeah. Everything that I see from you that you post, I feel like... What, hold on. Are you reading into my brain or are you just your own person or are you trying? What's going on here?
You know what, though? What if, I mean, you have dark hair,
mm-hmm.
dark eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What if we were separated at birth?
Okay, not to freak you out. You kind of look like my mother. And the eyes?
That doesn't freak me out at all.
Like, I can see it.
I look like your mom in the eyes?
Okay, not to freak you out. But my mother always said she had a long-lost sister.
How old's your mom? Now I'm insulted a little bit. Now I'm insulted a little bit. How old?
I guess I do need to think about the age, so that's probably not the
How
case.
Old is your mother?
50.
I'm going to... Yeah, really? All right. Okay. All right. I'm calming down on this friendship now.
Well, let's rewind a little bit.
We can't. All of Kansas City heard our conversation about how you think I look like your mother. All right, I can. So, Chris, I met you. I think I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you stopped me.
I was like, hey, you're the new girl.
Mm-hmm. And I said, hi, don't follow me into the bathroom. And you didn't. You waited outside for mm-hmm. me to finish. I didn't expect you to be out there, but you were.
Just and patiently
then,
waiting.
Yes. And then you told me about your previous job before radio.
The funeral director and embalmer.
Mm-hmm. And then I just, my brain was like, yes, who is this gentleman? We need to be friends.
Yeah.
You've come in here a couple of times. This is what I love about this show. It's Jordan Silver and Friends, and people just kind of come in, have conversations with me.
There's this magnetism that it just brings me into this room to talk to you.
Wait a minute. Could it be the fact that I remind you of your mother? Wait, does my personality remind you of?
You're very bubbly and very kind and nice, and that's a major aspect of my mother.
You know,
a very kind person.
You know,
no matter how they treat you, you have to be kind to people.
Yes.
Because you can change people's lives and days and weeks by being kind to a person you're going to inflict in them. Why were they kind to me? Do I need to maybe change aspects of my life? Kindness can change people.
It does. It totally does. I'm a Gemini. So I definitely have two sides to me.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Buzz family has seen the other darker side, but for some reason it kind of pulls out when I'm around you.
Yeah, yeah.
And not like in a mean way.
Well, you're a Gemini. Mm-hmm. I'm a Libra.
Okay.
Those two are like interconnected as where we're made to be together, basically. We will succeed together.
What is our goal?
We need to figure that out.
We need to rule the world.
I need to stress the importance of making goals and dreams as a child. Make them big, because I've achieved every single dream that I've dreamt of when I was a child, that I've, except a street sweeper, a cleaner, you know, those machines I've always wanted to do that when I was a child, but that's the one thing I've never done yet, but I've achieved every other dream.
Have you ever dressed up as the chimney sweep from Mary Poppins for Halloween?
I haven't.
Look, you can do that without having a street sweep at all.
I need the vehicle. You know,
okay.
The vehicle that has the rolly wheels and
yeah.
the dome window that you can look out and you just go 2 miles an hour and you sweep the curbs.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do that since I was
really? That's
5 years
goal?
Old. I want to try it.
I bet people are tuning in right now and going, what the hell is going on this radio station? Who are these people?
There's so many things I want to try. And street sweeping is one of them.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I've embalmed bodies. I've been inside people.
Okay,
I've held.
Okay, what? As somebody that worked in a funeral home, and again, the Buzz family's listening and they're like, who the hell is this? This is my friend Chris from down the hall. And we just have this cosmic connection mm-hmm. that neither of us can fight anymore. And we need to become like best friends.
Best friends. Is there something beyond that?
Soulmates? But you have a wife, so. And we're definitely not doing that. I'm super gay, just so you know.
Perfect. There we go. I think you're my work wife.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
No.
I promised somebody that I would do, that she would always be my forever work wife.
Okay.
At my last job. And she was born and raised in Compton, California. So I ain't screwing with that.
We'll figure something out.
Yes.
There's
yes.
something there.
Hmm.
It's not going anywhere.
Do you like board games?
Love board games.
Do you remember the game Mousetrap?
I love Mousetrap. I never had one, but my cousin did. And whenever we went there, I'm like, can we please play that game? I'm like, no, it takes too long to set up. I'm like,
that's the point.
Have a little fun.
Right?
It takes 20 minutes for that 30 seconds of.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
Right.
The little things in life.
Do you make your bed before you go to sleep, before you go to work?
I used to, but not anymore.
Mm.
I need to get back in the habit of that.
How important are folding towels to you?
Very important.
Okay.
They have to be folded the correct way.
Which is what way?
You take it the long way,
uh-huh.
and then you fold it in half.
Uh-huh.
You fold it in half again, and then you triple it, fold it that way.
Chris. I think we're soulmates. Chris, when you were younger, did you ever put glue on your hand, and then on the palm of your hand, and then let it dry, and then peel it off like you were peeling off your skin?
Every single time I came around glue.
Yeah.
And rubber cement?
I sniffed that.
You gotta smell it, and then you put it on. I like the rubber cement because it's a little more satisfying to come off, because instead of that, the layer of skin with the
yes,
glue,
yes.
you've just got that rubber, just like the goop on magazines
oh,
that
yeah.
hold in the.
It's very satisfying.
Yes, yes.
What other stuff are you into?
Shirley Temples.
One time, when she died, when she passed away, and when the actual Shirley Temple passed away, Shirley Temple Black, by the way, that was her last name. She did politics after that. I went to a bar and I ordered a Shirley Temple and it came in a glass that was, I don't know, like a 2-liter glass. I was like, wow. I started drinking it and then called the server back and I was like, ma'am, there is absolutely no alcohol in this. And she goes, duh, you idiot. This is what a Shirley Temple is.
Oh, man. Okay, the one I had to have been maybe 12. I was at a bowling alley. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, can I get a Shirley Temple? And she gives me a 1-liter glass, probably large, fills it up with a 7-Up or Sprite, whatever it is, and the amount of grenadine she puts in, let me show you how it worked.
Oh, nothing.
It was less than a drop from an eyedropper. I'm like, so are you kidding me?
She gave you a Sprite.
Basic, yeah.
Like a little dye.
It was a tease.
Which one was your favorite Ninja Turtle? Wait, say it on three. 1, 2, 3.
Leonardo.
Did you make your Barbies do it, too?
Oh, okay. I have stories about that. My mom had, I didn't have Barbies, of course, but my mother had Barbies, and I played with her Barbies, and we had a treadmill, and we took a treadmill, and it was going really fast, you know, and we, I guess you say we performed a mastectomy, a double mastectomy. We treadmilled her boobs off.
Chris? Yep, this is going to be a very good friendship.
It's Jordan, Silver, and Friends in the morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Good morning.
How's it going? How you feeling?
For the last day, I'm feeling okay, but I've already been to 3 concerts this morning. So
this morning?
This morning, yeah.
It's 9. Are you in the same time zone as we are?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. I am.
All right, then it's only 9:52 in the morning. How have you been to concerts? Who's playing that early?
I've seen Himbry, I've seen Simmel, and I've seen Donna Missile this morning. All of it's on my Instagram.
What time?
I think Himbry went on at 7.
Damn.
So, yeah. So, I went to bed at midnight, got up at 5, went to 3 shows. Now, I'm home. I
yes,
live here.
Home.
I'm
yes.
home.
Yes. Yep.
And now we've got like 10 interviews today.
Yeah, you do. I'm taking a look at this list right now.
And we've added to that list. There are things on that list that you don't even know about.
Can you tell me now?
Nope.
What?
You have
There's
to wait.
Secrets?
You have to wait.
Okay, what if I don't listen and you just tell the Buzz family?
Do what now?
What if I just close my ears and you tell the Buzz family?
No.
Okay, all right. Just making
You'll
sure.
You'll have to wait.
Just making sure. Wow, so who are you talking to today?
Well, we're starting it off with the Beths. They're going to be here in just a few minutes. They're actually in the lobby waiting for me right now. I've lost Lost Cause. I don't know where he is.
When's the last time you saw him?
Yesterday. So apparently he lost his phone. I do know that much. But other than that, I don't know what's happening with that.
Jeez.
So I don't know if he's even going to make it back to Kansas City at this point. But we've got the Beths, which I'm super excited about. Mansionaire, Shy Boys, Casey's own. Very excited about that one. And then Cage the Elephant, June and the Lion. It's a big day today.
That really is. Do you have it in you for this last day?
Oh, yeah. Today's easy. It's like normal now. The first day is a day where you're kind of like nervous, like, I don't know if it's going to work. Mm-hmm. By this point, you just throw a beer in their hand as soon as they walk in the door and we're done. Like, it's just seeing old friends.
I think, if I remember correctly, the first day you said that you heard the Beths playing from your window.
Yes, I did.
True? Okay, cool. Are they going to play any songs today?
I believe so. We're going to kind of wait and see what happens this morning.
Okay, cool. Have you seen Laszlo? He's down there, right?
I have not seen him yet.
Oh, my God. He's been down there since yesterday, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Damn. All right. Theories on where Lost Cause is.
Well, I mean, anyone's idea is probably not too much to think of. I mean, he did find that weed bar the first day, so he could still be there. I did see him at the Himbry show last night, so he wasn't with those boys this morning. I know that. So I have no idea.
Oh God. All right. Okay. What point does it actually start to become something to worry about that you can't find Lost Cause?
I mean, I can get home either way. So if he doesn't show up to work on Monday, then maybe.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Live from Jeremy's room. Hanging out with you. You're going to take over with the Beths coming up really, really, really soon.
Yes, I'm super excited.
From South by Southwest. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.